Summit Land Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox wants the message to get out that the Osgathorpe Farm is not a done deal. The transaction is not finished, and she says they are chipping away at the fundraising effort. They made a big down payment in February with lots of fanfare and support from the community.
That was just a down payment, and as everybody knows, a down payment is not the end of the road for a transaction. So we are continuing to raise money to save the farm on Old Ranch Road, the big green heart of the basin. You can see it from all over town right now if you're on trails in Round Valley or Mid-Mountain Trail or even up in Gamble Oak. You can see that big green square, and that's what we're trying to save.
The Conservancy has several projects where they are partnering with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, a federal program, to assist in saving farm and ranch land.
And we have two transactions right along the Weber. One's in Wanship and one is further downstream in Hennifer. And then we have about an 800-acre ranch up in Chalk Creek that contains a portion of the actual Chalk Creek itself, and it's also sage grouse habitat. So these programs will pay up to 50% of the easement value. And then we have to bring the match to the table. But there's been, you know, community funding through the Eastern Summit County Agricultural Preservation Committee, as well as others. And we will be making an application to ESAP for one of those in the next month.
The Bonanza Flat purchase last year, the bond initiative to buy out the Treasure Hill development, and the recent announcement of the Snow Ranch's property in Thanes Canyon would all seem to be competing for the same open space dollars. Fox says for property owners, it's a big decision to make a conservation choice. She says they won't save most of the open space from development because the financial interests win out.
You know, when the market's hot for open space, it's hot. And I think, you know, we go for long periods of time where nobody wants to sell and nobody's ready to do it. And, you know, it's a big decision for landowners who've had their property for a long time. And to make a conservation choice is a especially difficult decision because a conservation choice usually means they're walking away from money, right? They're going to sell at a discount one way or another. So when we have the opportunity to save something, we really should pounce on it. And
Fox says the different open space projects have different donors and different community appeal.
We don't find that it does pull money away. People tend to want to support the transactions that are closer to home, which makes sense. We don't do a lot of community fundraising in the eastern part of Summit County because there are other funding sources that will come to the table. So, you know, we say, all right, in 2017, we'll make an application to this funding source, and then in the next year, it's another one. So it, you know, there is a limited amount of what we can do just because there isn't a ton of matching funds in the state of Utah like there are in Colorado or California.
Buying a conservation easement is a lot cheaper than outright purchases like with Bonanza Flat and the Treasure Hill property.
Buying land outright is the most expensive way to do it. When the property is owned already by an investor or a developer, that is the only way to do it. And we're fortunate in Park City that the community has said, all right, you know, we're going to step up, we're going to bond. It's fair to all parties. We want that as open space, then let's step up and buy it. With the Osgathorpe transaction, people have realized that they can really leverage their community dollars.
The Blue Sky Bash is Saturday, August 25th. It's Summit Land Conservancy's biggest, most important fundraiser of the year. Shuttles will run from Park City up to the ranch. It's an evening of dinner and dancing and signature cocktails by High West. Tickets can be purchased at wesaveland.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.